Well, this morning we're going to talk about the Atlantic Food Pantry. Ken Burkhart in with us this morning. Dr. Ken is a member of the board and an avid volunteer also at the Atlantic Food Pantry, among other things. Ken, good morning.
Morning, Jim.
Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very much. I know there was some information circulating here recently about the need for donations through the Atlantic Food Pantry, and we'll talk about that a little bit here just shortly. But first, a little history. The food pantry has a pretty good long history here locally.
It has a long history. It was I wasn't there, but it was started, I believe, in the mid-'80s sometime. We just looked over some early bylaws. It went to 87. Started by the Church Women United, as I understand it, and over many years they primarily staffed it and took care of it. It's evolved a bit in the last 5, 6, 8 years. The need has changed somewhat. Since the recession, we've noticed in the last 4 or 5 years considerably more people using the pantry now. They would normally have maybe 8, 9 families a week for many years, but now we're seeing anywhere from 8 or 9 to 20, 25 families or households per week. This year I think we're on track for about 900 household or family visits, and that translates into about 1,900 people. And we're not really seeing a slowdown. It seems to be continuing at that rate, and so that's one of the reasons we utilize a few more resources than we did before this.
Absolutely. Are there certain guidelines for those who can participate?
Yes, we do have some financial guidelines posted in the office, and we interview each person, and we try to make sure that we're taking care of the people who need it the most. Those guidelines come from poverty levels, et cetera, and are fairly standard. Even though the guidelines have remained about the same for us, the number of people has increased. So there's another demonstration of some need there. Also, after a person's first visit, we do ask that they have referrals, again, as a way of trying to make sure that we're taking care of the people that need it the most. They'll bring in referrals from West Central, downtown, from churches, and ministers, county assistants in the courthouse, the medical community, et cetera. So we do ask for those referrals, so we're keeping track of the people that have been identified as needing help the most.
I assume it's like other things. Sometimes people are a little too proud to ask for help and want to do it themselves, but then again, if the need is there, so is the help.
Yes, yes. I'm sure there's more people there who might need to come in but just don't. But hopefully these referrals help get them directed our way.
You bet. Well, in food pantries, especially important to make sure that youngsters, if there are situations like that in households, that youngsters are getting what they need.
Yes. Yes, we have families that get in trouble because of various legal problems or domestic problems, layoffs from jobs. So we've seen that a little bit here lately. We get a little swell of people during those times. So many times people just need to use it temporarily until they get back on their feet.
You bet. Well, the food pantry's traditionally been pretty well supported in the area. I know you've got organizations,
yes,
some
excellent
businesses, churches that all have helped out.
Yes, the community has been very wonderful in that. We're just so fortunate to have this community. They've always supported it. It's more of a community pantry, and that's kind of the way we want to keep it, open for people to bring in donations, participate. It's a little more labor-intensive that way in dealing with the various donations, but it's much better as a community effort.
Food pantries are something that are probably more top of the mind when you get to the holidays, the Thanksgivings, the Christmas times, and what have you.
Exactly.
When we think of the folks who might not be able to put a nice meal on the table, but the need is there all year long.
The need is there all year long, and that's really why we've just taken an opportunity to remind people that we're here in the doldrums of summer. Our usage is about the same throughout the year, really. The ongoing expenses are about the same. We have certain things that we keep all the time, kind of staple type things. Things like ground beef, eggs, margarine, some soups, toilet paper, cereal, and those things we purchase with the monetary donations. So we do have to have a cash balance on hand most of the time. And as you said, people think of us more at Thanksgiving, Christmas time, and that's what you would expect. And with Scrooge contests, which is we depend on now for financing us through the rest of the year, we have an up and down cycle of available cash, and it usually dips some during the summer and fall. Most years we get through that. This year we might need a little bit more in terms of cash in order to get through the next 2-3 months. Usage has been about the same, as I mentioned. The costs do continue to rise a little bit, as they do for everybody, and we do take care of more people than we used to.
And I assume, in addition to the food items that you purchase for folks to distribute, you probably have some other expenses there too. Although those are you keep those at a bare minimum.
Yes, we have some rent, although that's been very generously. We've been helped in that way too, and utilities and supplies and these kinds of things. No salaries. We're all volunteers there, so there's no other administrative overhead or anything like that.
Yeah, you bet. Is there a certain amount of items or a certain amount of money, whatever, that you try to keep on hand at all times? You have distributions every Thursday afternoon,
every
correct?
Thursday afternoon, yes, and we have food purchases on a monthly basis. We have a budget. I don't know the exact number, but it's maybe in the range of $20,000 to $25,000 a year. That we need to come up with in order to fund the purchasing of the staples that we keep around all the time, and for just basic things, as I mentioned, like rent and utilities and upkeep and things like that.
Absolutely. Now, folks do make donations, as I said, through churches perhaps or something along that nature, of dry goods and canned goods and things. Those are always appreciated.
Yes, those are always appreciated. Right now, we're doing fairly well in terms of the food itself. There are some things that we do purchase, some donations of those items right now would help in terms of not having to buy those things. Things like cereal, macaroni and cheese, tomato soup, and chicken noodle soup we give out on a regular basis. We have plenty of corn and beans in terms of canned goods. But things like pork and beans, peas, especially canned fruit, we tend to run a little low on those, so we have to purchase those. So, instead of a money donation, some of those items would be appreciated because we do purchase those.
Excellent. So there are some things that folks can look to help out when they're out doing some shopping on their own, pick a few things up. That always helps out.
Yes.
Now, I know there are certain government regulations and restrictions and things with regard to donations, and so you can only handle certain things. Meats and eggs and things like that are kind of tough to take donations of those.
Yeah, we a few years ago ran into a little issue. We used to get generous donations from the farm community of beef and pork, but something changed in the regulatory rules there a few years ago. Now we have to have inspected and stamped and certified meat. And so those are purchased items now, except for the meat donations that we do get through the Food for the Heartland program. We do purchase those things. Eggs, we have, as far as I know, been able to take donations of. So
very good. And I know as a lot of the local grocery stores have been very kind as well in making sure that you guys get what you need.
Yes, we get assistance from the grocery stores, various forms. They make donations of food items and produce items. They help us in terms of arranging logistics and the ordering and delivery of things, and so that's very much appreciated.
Saves the back.
Saves the back until it gets to the door.
Yeah, that's right. A little less lifting to do. Very good. Well, there's a lot of heavy lifting for a lot of folks to do. And again, the important thing right now is it's kind of I don't know that there's an off season necessarily for a food pantry.
Not for the clients.
But as far as top of the mind awareness, folks probably aren't thinking about it first. So if you do have the opportunity to make that extra donation this time of the year, it would certainly be appreciated. And we're talking specifically about the Atlantic Food Pantry. I'm sure a lot of this information would would go for every food pantry there within
food
the listening
area. There's all around Griswold. There's another one in Atlantic, Anita, and other places as well.
You bet. And all in need. They always have their needs. So be thinking about those folks as you go about your business and your fun here this summer. And Ken, thank you so much for coming.
Appreciate it very much.